6. Back new week, new stuff to talk about. And this week, first off, actually, before I even start, how you doing, Lane? How's your day, man?
Fantastic, buddy. How you doing?
Great, dude. Just enjoying all this stuff coming out. Got another week of fresh stuff to talk about. I'm pretty excited to get into it, actually.
Yeah, man, awesome stuff. A little bit of things here and there. You know, we're gonna go all across the board today. It'll be a good time.
Yeah, it'd be great. All right, so first I want to start off with the we got some more news on Google Stadia, talking about they finally came out with the internet requirements that we've been waiting to hear about, because this seemed like almost like a dream, like too good to be true. Then they started talking about the internet requirements, and so they're saying that it's recommended. Google recommends. Phil Harrison said that they recommend you play it at 1080p, 60 frames per second. And they're saying it can work less than that, but, you know, that's the recommended limit. So, I mean, what was your take on that? You think that's a good thing? Should it really be like that? Or,
you know, 1080p is pretty much like the bare minimum today. A lot of people don't notice the difference between they don't really know the difference between 1080p and like 4K. 4K is like, it's kind of like, you know, it does provide a much clearer picture in a sense, right?
Yeah.
But at the same time, you have to look at it like this. If your eyesight's not the best, it's probably not going to matter all that much, right?
True.
And it's really more so, a lot of people are like, oh, 4K TV, 4K TV. A lot of TV is not even broadcast in 4K, right?
Mm-hmm.
So whenever you're looking at a situation like that, you have to keep in mind that a lot of times these TV companies, it's kind of like the curved TVs. I don't know if you remember that a few years ago.
Yeah, that was a big hit.
Yeah, they're kind of fads. And it was a big hit, but it was impractical. And all the things that they advertised that it could do, like, oh, block out some sun rays and all that stuff, didn't really do any of that whatsoever. So you gotta take it with a grain of salt sometimes, where they're like, you know, oh, this is gonna be 4K, but you know, 1080p is their recommended, is like, I think that's them setting the expectations low. You know,
so it's not really that all that bad though. So
it's not. It's definitely not. And you know, it's it'll be interesting.
Yeah, definitely. Especially if you live in an area where your internet speed maybe fluctuates a lot. You know, on a good day, you may have some really good looking games to play, but other days maybe it's not so good.
Yeah,
but
and this is gonna be a little bit of a little pro tip here. Okay, so what you get, they're saying it's gonna be 25 megabytes required. Okay.
Yeah.
For now, most internet in really weird areas. So, for example, I had one company try to tell me it was high-speed internet and make 8 megabytes per second, or megabits per second, okay? A megabyte is 8 megabits. So just adding a little bit of math for you there. Basically, if you have 20 megabit internet, you're not going to be able to play this at all right? Like, at all. So you have to know the difference. You have to watch that. And you have to also watch your internet companies that are selling you these things, because,
yeah,
for example, that company that was telling me it was high-speed internet, I had an HOA. Only internet I could get. It was 20 megabits per second, or megabytes per second. Yeah, megabytes. So I wouldn't be able to play the Google Stadia. But now, since they upgraded the spectrum and it's 100 megabytes per second, you know, doing the math there, that's about 25 megabit. So I should be able to actually play it. Or no, yeah, megabyte. I'm getting mixed up. This is how confusing it gets. I'm trying to sound educated. Google, it's not working out.
But you think Google will like actually put some, like, I don't know, some kind of something in there that will like tell you if, you know, you can play it or not? Because like, imagine if they let you buy it.
It's kind of like having an Xbox with minimum speed requirements, right? Like, they're gonna put it on the box. Like, they have to. Right? Well, actually, I don't even know if they're gonna have a box. You have to get a controller from somewhere. So
yeah, true. Yeah. But still, I mean, I don't think there's any way that they'll say, like, online, if you buy, however it's sold, if you buy it online, let's say, on your PC, I don't think they're going to say to you, hey, by the way.
They have to advertise system requirements with technology.
Yeah, but they're not going to stop you from buying it, though.
No, of course not. I mean, why would you?
Well, the thing is like you said, you know, I don't think people are going to really know their internet speed at most places, and they'll go into buy, they'll buy it, and then you'll see a lot of just customer complaints coming out saying, you know, hey, why the hell is this thing run so slow? Yada yada. But
yeah, so you're basically going, the people are sheeple and they're not going to listen, and it's going to happen, Ralph.
Well, yeah, it always happens.
No, it always happens. Just saying, you know, we'll say it like it is, okay? You know, that's what we specialize in here. So, you know.
That's why we have warning signs and everything.
You know, I come with a, you know, explicit content sticker attached to my forehead, which is probably why my dating life is kind of broke. That's personal, though, okay? I should not go there. That is nobody else's business.
You know, speaking of explosive content, let's get into the announcement of this. EA just released, well, not released, sorry. They announced that they're making a new Star Wars game coming out this year called Star Wars Jedi Fallen Order, being made by Respawn. Respawn Entertainment has been known to make all the Titanfall games and more recently Apex Legends, one of the biggest Battle Royale games currently out there right now.
I have a lot of questions with this one.
Yeah, it's very, I mean, they released, all they did was they just showed off a GIF that just showed a lightsaber with a blue aura, like a circle with a blue, like an aura around it. So, but they said, the description that they gave people, at least for now, says that it's going to be set into a time after Order 66 came out, and it's going to be a young Padawan that survived Order 66. So it's going to be interesting to see. I mean, they say it's going to be a third person game, so it could go either way. It could be kind of like a Battlefront 2 kind of style, or it could be, I don't know, maybe something more RPG-ish, hopefully.
So, I'm going to be the poopy pants here, all right?
Of course, we need one. Yeah.
Yep, you know what? You're being optimistic. I appreciate your optimism. it's published by EA.
Yeah, I will say we just had our last episode of this podcast was actually all about Bash and EA. So, yeah. You know, I'm not saying that they're
good. I'm you know, there's nothing wrong with referencing the past if you learn lessons from it, right?
Yeah.
I trust nothing and will verify everything before I buy it.
I think more than anything, though, I trust Respawn more than EA. But the fact that this is Star Wars is what is concerning, you know, especially with, you know, people with the movie series and, there was a lot of issues with that, a lot of drama behind the movies themselves. And especially with EA and Battlefront 2, you got that too. So it's like, can we even trust them with this? I mean, I know Respawn is great, but, you know, is EA going to mess this up?
You know? To be honest with you, so they, the company that was developing a RPG Star Wars game, it was a solo experience. They were the same guys that did Dead Space. What was the name of that company again?
Visceral Games.
Visceral Games. Okay. Yep. So Visceral got shut down because of making a single player Star Wars game. And it's because, and here's the logic, nobody likes playing single player games anymore. Cough, cough, Red Dead Redemption 2, which. Yeah. Even people's mothers like playing that game, okay? Like, everybody likes being a cowboy shooting shit, all right? Everybody wants to run around an open world with a sword smacking people in the face, okay? Like, that came out a little wrong. But the point I'm trying to make is that when it comes down to it, EA is a publisher that does not have any idea what a pulse is with what gamers want.
Right.
They succeeded with Respawn, in spite of themselves, by letting them do this battle royale game, and I don't trust them not to monetize the hell out of a Star Wars game. As you know from the last Star Wars game that they've released, it was an absolute freaking nightmare. So I'm approaching it with a grain of salt. I'm not going to buy into anything they say whatsoever, and we're going to go with it from there.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. We should not trust them this in any way, shape, or form on this. Even though, like you said, even though Respawn did some good stuff, you know, there's still, again, that's just kind of like that. I don't know. Like you said, it's just, you got to be careful here. So, but yeah. That's supposed to come out holiday 2019, it says, so later this year.
They said the holiday schedule looks really weak right now. So,
this might actually turn out to be one of their best years to release this game. And that's if it's a finished game, unlike most of the others that we've been getting lately.
Yeah, and they said, though, this Saturday they're going to have a live stream where they're going to talk more about the game, release more about it. We'll probably see a teaser trailer, something like that, you know. So
probably some thing that's completely fake and made up, just like Anthem was.
Oh, yeah, we're going to see zero gameplay. That's we're not going to see any gameplay.
E3 will probably be like 5 seconds of gameplay. And the month before, they'll have a set-up live stream that's not actually live, and you'll hear people talking, and it'll feel so cringeworthy.
Well, at least we'll see more from EA than just another FIFA trailer or another NHL trailer or something.
I mean, at this point, it's just about finding a good song to pair with the FIFA trailer, because you're going to have players kicking a fucking ball. Oh, excuse the language there. But you're going to have players kicking the ball, and it's going to be the same crap every time. There's going to be you know, there's not going to be very much different there. So
yeah, but who's going to be on the cover line? Wants to know.
Jesus. You know,
so
who's gonna be on the cover? Good people.
Yeah. All right, so we'll see more this Saturday, and we'll probably talk about it next week about, you know, depending on what they say this Saturday. We'll probably touch back on it next week about it. So that's exciting. Just to hear that more Star Wars stuff coming out. But like you said, we'll have to be wary on that and just be careful.
Don't trust EA.
Yeah, please don't. Just please, God, don't.
Worst company in America 3 years running.
So, next thing we go down the list I just want to hit on is, just do a quick update. This weekend, Bungie came out on April 4th. They released this week is going to actually start today. Was that last week or this week? Yeah, okay. Yeah, never mind. No, it started today. Actually, today, as you listen to it, April 9th, they started Arc Week. It's just a week where it's just all about arc buffs. The whole everything's arc buffs, and they released a patch today too that did a lot of kind of cool changes on the arc subclasses for hunters, titans, warlocks, etc. Increasing a lot of like melee damage all across the board, a lot of arc damage, a lot of chain lightning, more you can chain lightning to more targets, stuff like that. So it really seems pretty cool, and you can only expect that they're going to probably make changes to the other subclasses and probably have different weeks going forward as well. But it's good to see they're just, you know, keep changing the game and keep making it fun and different, especially since Bungie had all their drama with Activision. But they've been doing really well for themselves. I'm really, really happy to see that they're making all these changes for the better. Absolutely no negatives from this patch. I really don't see much from, you know, no one really complaining about it.
No, I mean, at this point, I think Destiny's kind of got its identity back. There's really no point knocking on it. I mean, it's a good, solid expansion. If the Division 2 wasn't out, I'd still probably be playing it. But, you know, when it comes down to it, I will return to it. That's a game I can always go back to. So I will return, but not anytime soon.
One last thing I want to touch on too is that last week there was actually a little bit of controversy, Destiny, that kind of I think not a lot of people really knew about unless you're a hardcore Destiny player.
Okay. Which is most people that are left over, to be honest with you.
So Xur was actually selling the Wave Splitter PS4 exotic weapon last week on Xbox and PC.
Really?
And he was selling it. So what did players do? They saw that and they bought it from Xur right away. That's exactly what they did. But then it turns out that was an accident. Bungie was like, well, our bad. We didn't mean to give away the PS4 exclusive. It just happened on accident. So Bungie said that what they're going to do is that in that recent update I talked about, they actually made a change where if you had the gun in your inventory, they didn't get rid of it. You still have it in your inventory, but you cannot equip it. They will, if you play an Xbox or PC, you cannot equip it. You can have it in your inventory to look at and see all that shininess. You can put it in your vault, but you cannot equip it and you cannot use it. Not until September of this year. Then they'll allow. So it's kind of funny, though, just to say a kind of a mess up like that, you know, and of course it brought up the whole exclusivity thing again and people complaining about that. But
That should be completely removed for Destiny 3. I think because Destiny 2 was part of Activision still, they were still under that contract. But I don't foresee it continuing. I think Bungie hears us loud and clear there, and they don't like isolating their fan base.
Well, I think Destiny is a perfect game where you can't really make things exclusive with Destiny. Destiny thrives on people all coming together as a community and playing the same stuff and like beating the same puzzles and everything. So when you separate it like that, it becomes really bad, in my opinion. I think it kind of becomes pretty bad. Yeah. So, okay, I think you're right. I think they'll definitely change that. I don't see them continuing that.
I can agree with that.
But I know you mentioned it earlier. You hinted at Division 2 a little bit, so I wanted to go into there and talk a little about Division 2.
World Tier 5, baby!
World Tier 5. We're back at it. We're not bored anymore. We got things to grind for again. I'm excited. We got World Tier 5.
True Patriot all the way for me.
True Patriot?
All the way. Yeah. All about it.
Gotta put up those flags.
So just throwing that out there, basically they released, what is it, 3 or 4 different armor groups, technically?
Yeah, around there.
So it's basically like full actual sets.
Right.
Where, you know, you can still, you know, have cross builds and stuff like that, but they're full armor sets. So if you have 5 or 6 or six equipped, you get certain perks. And mm-hmm. I'm all about True Patriot because me and like 3 other dudes were running around in full Patriot the other day, and we just slapped debuffs on everybody and made it damn near impossible to kill us. And we made their lives miserable. These are guys running around in one-shot builds that are like, why is it that my damage is reduced 25% and I can't hurt them? Why isn't this hurting them as badly?
Because you can't kill a Patriot.
Exactly. You can't kill a Patriot, baby. And you can't kill 4 Patriots if they're together. So,
yeah.
It's are there going to be people that take advantage of it? Absolutely. It's a looter shooter. People are always going to favor the specific weapons or the specific armor sets that are more powerful. You know, I'm a big fan of True Patriot. A lot of people are like, well, it's kind of useless solo. You're right. So the trick to that is have friends and also wear the same armor, because then it just absolutely outdouches people all day.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, because World Tier – I just want to say World Tier 5 has been actually pretty great. I've been enjoying it. So I think it's been great. I mean, the new armor sets, the new exotics, the new stronghold even has been a lot of fun to play and run through. I mean, even run through it for the second time, it was super, super hard the second time. So I could just see this. I like the new rotation that they have going forward now, you know, where they could rotate the strongholds and give us new challenges every week and new bounties. It's now I'm so happy I finally have like a routine, which is great, because like the World Tier 4, you're just stuck waiting for the next tier. You didn't really want to do much because you knew the next tier was coming out. So I mean, do you think we're going to see a World Tier 6? You think that's they're going to do something like that?
Absolutely. I mean, you know, if we're getting it this early in the game, you know, you're going to see it. It's just a matter of when. Now, what I believe they're going to do, and granted, this is all speculation, they're going to release a world tier after you finish the raid, I believe. Either that, or they're going to have the raid be the end game, almost as if it's a world tier, like getting that loot is the goal.
Mm-hmm.
And then they'll release a world tier after that, or a few world tiers to keep you busy while you wait for the next raid. That would seem like the logical thing to do.
I was thinking they might just do a world tier every content drop. Because we're into the first one, World Tier 5. This is the first drop coming up. I forgot what it's called, like Invasion of DC or something like that.
Yeah.
That was like the first drop. So there's also a new, so the raid comes out April 25th. So we're coming up on that. That's going to be towards the end of the month in a few weeks.
Yeah.
They also have a new specialization that's going to be a Gatling gun, or like a chain gun, which also looks pretty awesome. I'm pretty hyped to check out that and see what kind of new skill they're going to give you too, and the other kind of abilities you're going to get with that. That's going to be insane, and how they're going to do the ammo. You know, I don't even know.
Fair enough.
So it's going to be great. I can't wait. I really can't wait. But what else? You know, you got the exotics. You got the new caps that I think it's like what 500 is it now?
Yeah, I mean, it's one of those things where it's at 500 now, and you can get past there a little bit if, you know, you do the field proficiency caches, and you do like a few other things. I think there's like recalibrating actually has an effect on it too. A lot of people are recalibrating up to like, I've seen like a 520 before, which is really, really strange. I'm not that hardcore, I guess. Go figure. But, you know, when it comes down to it, that's your best bet there. Also, just for anybody else that's being that's frustrated with the amount of geared armor that's being dropped, if you are missing certain pieces of it, farming the Dark Zone is probably your best bet right now. There's named enemies in there, specifically the Occupied Dark Zone. That's going to be well. That's pretty much what I've been doing, just to farm more pieces for that. And
yeah,
it's super fun hearing little kids cry in the background when you slaughter them. So.
Now, do you? I was thinking about this. Do you think that maybe they're going too fast with Division Two? You think we're gonna end up running out of stuff, and it's gonna be kind of boring in the future? Or do you think they're gonna be able to keep it going?
So here's the thing, man. It depends on your playstyle, right? If you're a hardcore guy looking for constantly new shit on a weekly basis, you're going to get bored with any game you play. Even World of Warcraft gets like that. Granted, I haven't played World of Warcraft in a long time, but you know, there's always going to be content droughts because you have to take time to create the content. So it's one of those deals, man, where yes, I think it's going to happen. I think you want Division 2 is a kind of game where it's kind of like a Destiny in a sense that you always can go back to it. You will, it's not like a one trick pony type deal. Like, it's not like a Fortnite where you can play it over and over again and every single game is going to be a little bit different. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's not that kind of game. Looter shooters are good, they are not absolute time dumps on purpose. If they were, then you would probably hear stories about people dying while playing the game. So it's one of those deals where, you know, there is a balance to it, and I can appreciate that there's going to be content droughts because there's other things to do in life.
Yeah, I think for like the average player who doesn't play it like every day, I think they're doing a pretty good job, really, for the pace that they're at. I'm not entirely sure when the next drop, what content drop is going to happen. But I think, I think you said it perfectly. You know, as long as you don't, I think any hardcore player, whether it's Destiny and you know, any game, you're going to get kind of bored if you get really into the grind. But yeah, that's just however you play it. You know, different folks, different strokes, you know, as they say.
Different folks.
Same thing, you know, whatever.
Could be kind of sort of the same thing, you know?
Yeah. So.
Can't confirm.
But, yeah, no, that's exciting to see that's happening. I can't really, you know, think of that much else going with Division. I mean, there's been a lot of just new cosmetics and stuff, but.
Yeah, they're doing an event now, of course, trying to push microtransactions at you because, you know, if you're not plugging microtransactions, you suck. So, they're doing a new event right now where you, are basically trying to collect True Sun's gear. So you're trying to collect True Sun's Outcast and Hyena gear. Mm-hmm. And then you'll unlock Black Tusks and their gear look. So,
oh, okay.
Kind of nifty, kind of cool. But for the most part, there's plenty of cosmetics in the game for you to not miss out. Something that I will say is that time-wise, it's definitely a push for microtransactions. And I've kind of gotten to the point where I just need to accept that they're there. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. I think we're getting to that kind of era now where it's just going to be in every game and you kind of have to just control yourself a little bit, you know?
Yeah. I mean, there's a guy that spent $16,000 on FIFA in 2 years. So, you know, as long as you're not that guy, you're good.
Wow. That's insane.
That would be that was sort of strange for me. So. Reading that article was one of the weirdest experiences of my life, hands down. I was like, luckily I do well for myself. And I'm like, yeah, well, it's still weird.
Yeah, I can't see myself spending that much on a game. I mean, but, you know, then, I don't know. Then again, you know, back in the day, we would spend money on DLC, constant DLCs, like, you know, $20 here, $20 here, buy a game here. But
you know, I know that guy's married because there's no way he could do that. He would totally not be getting laid ever.
He's obviously you think he's married.
Well, he said that his significant other, so he could be married, could be girlfriend. I don't know. Maybe they're just domestic partners. I don't know.
Imagine,
you know, I'm not one to judge nowadays.
Imagine you're a husband or wife was caught spending that much money on a game. And like, honey, why is our credit card maxed out?
Oh, don't worry about it, honey. I got some microtransactions. I'll get it back on our next paycheck. And did the caviar come in?
Yeah.
Like,
right.
I can't relate to that.
Yeah, no. Yeah, no.
Like, I do well for myself. I don't do that. that's $60,000. I'm like, I can do a lot with that money, you know?
Like, yeah, yeah. I can just do a little bit more, you know, whatever. But, yeah, I don't know. I mean, I'm trying to think of any other games that are really, you know, going up. It's been kind of a slow week. I mean, besides the Destiny stuff and the new World Tier 5, which is really causing that grind to come back, which I'm really hyped about.
Yeah, it's I really kind of missed that. It was nice. You know, like, Destiny is finally turning into that game where I'm like, I can actually dedicate time to it and, you know, not feel bad about it. But, you know, I've been ever since, you know, obviously I've been, and you know this, John, but I've been getting into hockey a lot more and Canadian culture, obviously. So.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
absolutely. I'm, you know, I would like one day to be adopted by the Canadians. That'd be fantastic.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Letterkenny is a bad influence on me, but I've shared it with a few friends down here, and needless to say, it goes very, very well.
Well, you know, I don't know if you noticed this in the Division 2, in the last patch they had, we didn't even touch on that, is that they had the last patch, not only was it World Tier 5, but they did do a lot of different changes, just kind of buffed some stuff. They buffed the sniper drone turret. They buffed that.
Okay.
I think just turrets in general, they buffed those. They fixed a lot of some glitches of some other. I know the revive hive wasn't working correctly for a lot of people. I know they fixed that. What else did they do? One of the things someone saw was, if you look in the patch notes, it says NPCs will not say "Hey, agent" as much when you're at the White House, which I thought was hilarious.
I mean, I mean, you could tell on Reddit that turned into a meme.
And it absolutely was. I can't remember the amount of times I was just standing there in the White House looking at my gear. And you just went, "Hey, agent, come over here. Look at my inventory." And like,
I feel like they were like the most neediest friends you've ever had in your life. Like,
oh my God.
It was nonstop.
It was almost as bad as like if you're playing Skyrim and you walk by somebody and like every single person has to say something to you.
Yeah, your biggest mistake was walking in that room, sir.
So, what else did they do? They also increased some damage on the AA-12 shotgun. They did that. Some increased damage on the MG5 LMG. Marksman rifle also got damage reduced, though, on the marksman rifle, actually.
That doesn't surprise me. That was a pretty overpowered weapon, pretty overpowered shot.
Yeah, yeah. I've never been a fan of marksman rifles, but they do seem to kind of shred.
They can one-shot the hell out of high-end NPCs. It's pretty intense. So, it's one of those things where it was a much needed reduction when it comes down to a balancing perspective. Mm-hmm. I was walking around the Dark Zone. I watched a guy get a headshot. And granted, you know, hearing the headshot, but, you know, watched one guy get downed and then he crawled over, got picked up, and then he got downed again, like, immediately. It was a little bit much. I was like, all right, you know, that guy, you know, it's kind of like that Simpsons meme where it's just like, stop, stop, stop. It's already dead.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Like, it was like, wow, dude, that was pretty brutal to watch. So
other things to mention, they also finally increased the material cap. So now you can have more materials for crafting. And,
thank God.
Oh my God. I'm so happy about that.
Well, the frustrating part of it too is like the crafting system is borderline useless.
Mm-hmm.
Once you hit max level, it's borderline useless unless you're trying to craft exotics, which I don't know about you, but I don't exactly get those on a daily basis. So,
well, you know, I think what some people kind of, almost, this is almost kind of like a PSA for people who play Division 2, which I don't think many people know, is that if you upgrade your crafting table, use it, you know, use that thing. Crafting table helps you so much with actually just leveling up in general if you're not even at 500 yet. I mean, you can get stuff right now if you max it out right now. I think if I'm correct with this, you can get from between like 450 to 490, I think. And that's like an easy way to level up. It happened with me. I was like stuck forever at like 470. And I was like, God damn it. Like, I can't increase my level. I go over to my crafting table. I start crafting stuff. Next thing you know, I'm like at 480. And I'm like, this, it's amazing. I think people don't use it enough too. Especially because when you're under leveled, you don't really think about it, you know?
Yeah.
So
I can understand that.
Yeah. So I would definitely take a look at that. What else did they do? They nerfed NPCs in general. Let me say that. They did. So I guess I don't know who would complain about this, but AIs were, I guess, too powerful. Friendly NPCs, I'm saying. I guess they were too powerful. So they said, hey, you know what? We're going to nerf your friendly NPCs there, which kind of stinks, but you know.
Well, very much so, because I was relying on them when I was playing solo to do invaded mission and, well, control points.
Yeah, I don't know if you think the same way about this, but anytime I see a hostage mission, I completely avoid it because the hostages are going to die. There's like no chance.
Yeah, that's fair.
So I pretty much avoid that, but maybe they'll change that. I don't know. A lot more loot drops have been happening with this update. Now you can get faction keys from every single bounty, which is so nice. So if you have a specific faction key you want to get for an exotic, like say you're grinding for the Chatterbox, you need that that exotic key for it. For the I think it's the what are they called? The not the Outcast, but I don't know, whatever the other faction. You can grind. You can do specific bounties, get specific keys. Hyena, sorry. There you go. Thank you. You can get a hyena bounty and go for that exact key, which is really nice instead of just wandering around in the sewers now. So you can actually specifically get the key and you know how to get it, which is really nice.
Fair enough.
Let's see. Some general, like I said earlier, they revamped the sniper turret. They changed up the chem launcher if you're using it. I use the chem launcher all the time. And I'm so happy now that it kind of acts as like a weapon now. So now you activate it and your character just takes it out, and instead of having to hold down the button, you just pull it out, and then you can just use it. And or if you want to walk around with it out and change cover, stuff like that, you can do that. You don't have to hold down the button anymore, which has been so nice.
See, what I do miss is like being able to tap it and then it immediately drops underneath you, which it stopped doing that.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what I do. So, I wish they wouldn't have got rid of that. But, you know, I guess pros and cons, right?
Yeah, true. Sniper turret, of course, like I said earlier, they buffed the hell out of that, put a lot of damage on that. It's still kind of – I tried it out the other day. It's good. It does a lot of damage, but it is also still kind of weak. It has, like, 5 shots or so in each use, and then the respawn timer is, like, over 200 seconds. So you got to wait a while before you get that back.
Yeah, that's rough.
Yeah, I've been kind of testing that out. I now use just the regular assault drone that flies around and bees annoying at people. That's actually been pretty nice because it kind of like distracts those harder enemies for me, which is really good. I don't know about you. Do you use the Firefly at all? I haven't touched that.
I haven't heard anything good about it, therefore I haven't touched it. So
yeah, I heard there's just a lot of issues with throwing at walls and stuff. Weird. Yeah. So, yeah, maybe in the future, hopefully they fix that. But, yeah, maybe I'll try it out, you know, see how it is. But
nah, don't even bother.
No? It's really that bad?
It's pretty bad.
Okay.
I tried it for like 5 minutes, and it was the most disappointing 5 minutes in gaming history besides Anthem.
Wow, that's really disappointing.
Yeah, that's that cut me deep.
But I'm not even going to go over every single one of them because there's literally like a whole page of just bug fixes that they did. So a lot of little minute changes, which I'm so happy to see that Ubisoft time and time again, they are on top of this nonstop. It's just a breath of fresh air to finally play a game where they're fixing the problems constantly instead of having a update maybe once every 3 months. Not saying who, but you know.
Talking about Anthem?
Oh, yeah.
Sounds like Anthem. Are we referencing Anthem yet? We already spent like 55 episodes tearing up. Dude, they're just too easy. That's the real issue here.
It's just, they are. It, yeah,
The real issue is they made it so easy that it's just like, I can't stop it. Like, you know, earlier in the week, you and I were talking, and it's like, yeah, well, you know, in gaming news, more people are crapping on Anthem. It's like, yeah, but who's surprised by that? Like, at all, you know?
Right. Like, you think in the future we'll ever see people not doing it anymore? You think Anthem will eventually become great?
I don't think it'll ever become great because the studio itself is just in such a disarray that it would take a comeback that Michael Jordan couldn't even take the game team back from. But, you know, I think the at least Destiny had a good core game.
I guess you could say that.
Yeah.
But
the Anthem doesn't have that. It just, you're flying around in a suit, and that's the most fun. That's like the only redeeming quality that I've heard from people.
You know, I'll say this. When I played the beta, I actually did have quite a bit of fun with it. But it was one of those things where I knew maybe over time this might get boring. And I've seen some people, some streamers and some other content creators say that they actually kind of enjoyed the game.
Are they paid by them?
No, not that I know of. Maybe in the side, who knows?
Okay. But that's like, oh, I saw this advertisement on YouTube that says I should buy this game. Like, yeah. Yeah. Cool.
Well, I think if Anthem is going to be good, it's going to require a hell of a commitment.
It's not
from EA.
It's not going to be good. EA is the epitome of, we're here to just screw everything up and make it look good while we do it.
Man, you gotta, if you look at EA right now, though, you gotta look at EA and say, wow, I feel bad for BioWare, while Respawn is like their golden child right now.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Respawn's just basking in all the glory, saying like, yes, we made Apex Legends. We got this new Star Wars game coming out. And BioWare's just like, yeah, well, what about us, guys?
Well, the best part of it is like, so Respawn comes up to them and says, hey, we want to release a Battle Royale game with Titanfall assets. And they're like, okay, well, how much are you going to charge it? How are you going to monetize it? That's how I imagine this meeting going. All right. And yep. EA, they're going to be like, we want to make it free. And we're going to have microtransactions just like Fortnite. And I would imagine that you could hear a freaking pin drop in that room because they're like, wait, free?
No,
this is a good idea. Trust me, it's going to generate money and buzz really fast. And they're just like, yeah, but free? Like, you guys are crazy. Why would we do that?
It's like, it's like a sin to say that word in that office, probably. I can imagine.
Like, the only time that they actually like the word free is whenever they're buying donuts on Friday for the entire squad. Like, buy one dozen, get another dozen free. That's like the only time the word probably comes up. And it's only because they probably have like a contract with Dunkin' Donuts as their exclusive donut provider. You know, kind of like Activision is exclusively releasing content for PlayStation.
Jeez, man.
There will never be any other donut types at all besides Dunkin' Donuts in this office.
I don't know. I don't know what is going on over there, and I don't really want to spend
business people running a passion industry. That's what it comes down to. And like, they're only passionate about money, which, hey, that's commendable, but you know, do something to actually redeem yourself. Like, imagine this, all right? Star Wars Battlefront 2. Imagine if it was actually released as a decent game, how much more money they would have made in that.
Well, you know what aggravates me so much with Battlefront 2 is that before the game even came out, and there were trailers about this game coming out, everybody, all the fans were like just posting pictures of the old school Battlefront 2 and like, just give us this game. Just remake this game. We want this game on current consoles. And then they're like, we're making a Battlefield type Star Wars game. Well, we ain't doing that. We ain't doing that, man.
No, you don't know what you want as a consumer. Yeah,
no, we got you, man. We're gonna make a game, and by the way, you gotta pay to have Vader. Oh, you gotta pay to have Darth Maul. Yeah.
Oh, you have to do 40 hours of grinding to unlock one character story arc.
That's what you want, right?
It's just, yeah, who doesn't want to pay out the ass to save themselves time? Like, it was just the dumbest thing I've ever seen. Like, what kind of drugs do you have to be on to think that's a good idea? You literally spawned federal investigations because of how greedy you got. Like, that's how
it was dumb, that bad.
Like, everyone is now dumber in this room for having heard that.
Jesus.
That's how bad it was, man. Just like,
yeah,
it literally was a Billy Madison moment where it's like, everyone is now dumber.
It's just so sad to see all these great series of games just turned such, like, so bad, you know? Like, I used to actually hold Battlefield into, like, high regards. I used to, like, look at Battlefield, even though, like, I played a lot of Modern Warfare 2 and Call of Duty and stuff, Battlefield was still there, and there was, like, a point in time where it was, like, Battlefield might take over and beat Call of Duty. There was actually some, like, talk about that.
Yeah.
But now it's not even close.
When these companies have the chance to, like, take the market, for some reason, it's kind of like Rorschach from, like,
The Watchmen?
From The Watchmen, like, yeah, those commercials where it's just like, you'll beg for help, and I'll say, no.
No.
we could take over the industry, and then we won't.
And then they just don't. Yeah, sad. I mean, I think, you know, I wasn't a huge Battlefield player, but when I did play it, I really did enjoy it. I wasn't a hardcore Battlefield guy, but if I can remember correctly, and maybe you have some knowledge into this, was it Battlefield 2 or Battlefield 3 that people really loved?
It was Battlefield 3 that I think 3? People really loved.
I thought it was, yeah.
It might be. I think it was Battlefield 3. No, maybe it's not. I don't remember which one it was. Battlefield Bad Company was like the greatest game I've ever played.
That too. Yeah,
that was amazing.
People have been crying for another Bad Company game for a long time. Yeah. But I don't think it's coming, which is unfortunate. But
at this point, I'm going to pull a Trump meme here and be like, Orange Man bad, EA bad, okay? That's where I'm at on this one. And that's just a well-thought-out thing, okay?
Yeah, you know, and I also want to point out, too, I think a lot of like, shooting. I don't know why. I understand this, but it seems like with Battlefield and even with Call of Duty, too, they spend a lot of resources and stuff trying to get to make it so realistic. And I, don't get me wrong, I love that they're making all the gun sounds real, they're making them look real and everything.
Hold on a second.
That's wonderful.
Hold on. That's great, but if your gunplay sucks,
that's what I'm getting at.
The game's not released.
That's what I'm getting at.
Who cares how it sounds?
That's what I'm getting at, is that I feel like they're just they're spending too much time trying to make these games so realistic to the point where that's not what it's about. You know, like I was getting into is you say, look at Battlefield 2 or Battlefield 3, and like that, those are the battlefields that people really loved. And those were just plain old shooters. Yeah, they had their glitches, but those were what people loved. And then you get into like Battlefield 1 and some other, you know, I don't even know the name of it. What was the battlefield with the cops and robbers style? Like,
yeah,
you get into that kind of stuff and you get super realistic into it and it looks beautiful, but it just plays horrible, or just it's not as good.
It just feels horrible.
Yeah. So, and the same, you know, same thing with Call of Duty, you know, Call of Duty World War II came out and, you know, it's not a bad game. It really isn't. And they did a really good job with making things realistic and everything. But overall, it didn't do as well as like Black Ops 4 or as, you know, past Call of Duties. And it's like, thank you for making this so realistic and having bring us back to this time period. But we really just want like a good shooter. That's really all we want.
Like, it goes back to like propaganda too. And I'm going to go ahead and say it. Like, most of the people that are plugging, oh, there's trans characters. Like, nobody cares. Okay. Mm-hmm. And I'm saying that not to be a jerk. I'm saying that because it's true. Like, we want to play good games, okay? We don't care about the character that much, all right? Now, when you're saying, well, people like playing a relatable character, the best characters in gaming are the ones that are not fully fleshed out. And right. If you need me to give you an example of that, everything was perfectly fine with Master Chief until they started going more in-depth into his story.
Yeah, they started really kind of, I don't know, they like you said, they just started making like, they started making it more complex than it really needs to be.
Bingo. And like, they're overthinking it. And that's my issue with people injecting like politics into gaming, is that you're overthinking it. Like, if a game like The Division, it has a self-explanatory, self-contained story, right?
Right.
Like, we all know what it's about. We all know it's post-apocalyptic. We all know that it's about, you know, viruses killing humanity and all that shit.
Yeah.
The political undertones are obvious. You don't have to keep adding it and shoving it down people's throats.
Right.
That's going to turn people off.
Right.
Like, that is what does it every time. And it's one of those things where it's like, cool, have pride. Make a strong female character. Lara Croft was a fantastic character.
Right.
All right. Stop acting like it's something new.
Right.
Like, you, like, it's like, it's just annoying at this point. Like, stop acting like you're doing something big. You're not. You're doing something that people have been doing. Just make a good game. Focus on that, and it's going to take care of itself.
Yeah, and I want to say that there's nothing, you know, point out there, there's absolutely nothing wrong with having a strong female lead in any video game.
No, there's nothing wrong with having a trans lead character.
Right.
Either. Like, it's right. Just when you're sitting there and you're going for charity points on it, people are immediately going, okay, you're preaching it as this, so therefore you're banking on a certain type of person to play this game, and you don't really want to push how good of a game it is, you know?
Right. You don't want to, like, you got to really just focus on the gameplay itself, not really on the overall message of the game itself, you know?
Well, the overall message is that all self-conveys, like, based on good story writing, right?
Right.
What I'm saying is like pushing a character, like, okay, for example, and you see this with a lot of like feminist type movies. When you push a movie to be feminist, that doesn't mean it's inherently wrong that there's female leads. The mistake you're making is that people really don't care how woke it is. Middle America doesn't care. And It's not that they should care. It's that we've already accepted it for what it is. You don't have to preach it like it's something new. This is old stuff that you're bringing up and acting like it's some kind of huge deal.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think we're going to see a lot of that. And, you know, but I think the market will speak for itself. I think, you know, when that happens, you'll see it not succeed as much. But, and we've kind of already seen that. But when it comes to video games, I don't think we're going to see it nearly as much as we do in the movie industry, obviously. But I think, you know, the core thing
you're starting to see it. And it's one of those things where it's like, you know, you hear it about like people going after toxic gamers and everything. Like when people say the Anthem community is a bunch of toxic gamers. No, they're displeased consumers. They're not toxic people. They're not any buzzword that you want to throw on them to discredit them. They're displeased customers. All right. They don't have an agenda. Their agenda is, I want to play a good game.
Well, it's the same thing when Battlefront 2 came out. You know, people saw that and that really hurt EA, and rightfully so. But it's because the people spoke out and said something with their wallets and with their minds, you know, really.
Yeah.
And
it's working. I mean, if you think about it, like, last year with Fallout 76, people were trying to push crappy stuff out. People aren't buying it. People with Battlefield last year was one of the worst selling Battlefields of all time. If you don't like it, don't buy it. And guess what? People were shocked that people didn't actually buy it.
Let me also just point out there too. Hey, if you're looking to get an Xbox One X, $100 off now. Get with the Fallout 76 bundle.
Yep, that's pretty embarrassing.
If you want to buy an Xbox One X standalone, no games, nothing, sorry, you have to be $100 more.
Yep, or if you want to buy it with 2K19, it's
$500. Yeah.
I actually went in, I got my Xbox One X on that deal, and I'm like, I haven't even touched the Fallout. The Fallout 76 disc has not left the box. Legit is just sitting in my box. And I'm sure they're like, Bethesda's probably sitting there going like, well, geez, we're giving away the game for free. Like, what are we going to do? Well, sorry.
Man. I think they're taking the Wii Sports approach where you just give it away and then it eventually becomes the best-selling game because people had to buy it.
True that.
So.
True that.
Which, you know, I didn't even, did you even know that? The Wii Sports was like one of the most sold, like best-selling games of all time.
That doesn't surprise me for some reason.
That's because it came with the Wii. So,
loaded answer there, man.
Yeah. So,
that's a little bit weird, I guess. I didn't really know that, but you know what? Doesn't surprise me for some reason.
Well, one last thing I just want to talk about too is I just want to go over what I want to get your thoughts. What is your history with have you ever been a big Nintendo fan?
I grew up respecting Nintendo. I didn't play the games like hardcore.
Okay. Did you own like a 64 or anything like that?
I usually stuck with like the handhelds, like Game Boys, man. I own an N64 for like a year. But I think it was whenever it was at the tail end and everybody else was already getting like Xboxes and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And I was kind of sitting there going, okay, well, let's play GoldenEye a little bit. And I did that. And hey, entitled gamer here for that, I guess, you know?
PlayStation 2. I feel like we can spend probably like a whole episode talking about just Game Boys in general because.
I miss those days.
Oh, man. Just the days of, like, being up in your room, having that Game Boy, and just, like, grinding out. For me, it was Pokemon. Huge. Like, I got into Pokemon Blue, all the other, like, earlier Pokemons. That's the thing I was just sitting in my room playing all day long.
You know, that was pretty much it for me, and I would always sneak it to school and try to fix it. I was the guy that would get caught playing it in school.
I was the guy that would play it. And then my parents would be like, hey, we're going to take that away from you. I'd be like, oh, man. And then they'd take it away. But then I'd bring out like the old school Game Boy and just keep playing. And they wouldn't even know. So, yeah.
Gotta love parents. They were so awesome with technology. I think we, you know, the worst part of it is like now we understand technology. And
yeah,
kids aren't going to be able to pull off that kind of crap unless the TikTok app, because they'll never download that.
I saw a post on Reddit the other day where it was a parent gave their kid like a tablet to play around in the backseat of a car, and the kid just threw it out the window. He just threw the tablet out the window.
How old was this kid?
He was sitting in like in one of the chairs, so like he was pretty young, and he was playing on a tablet.
Yeah, first and foremost. There's a reason why those child locks are on the windows.
Yeah, that too. I didn't even think about that. But yeah, really.
Poor parenting skills. It's like having a dog in the backseat of your truck. You just earned the truck bed. You just don't do that.
I've never seen that. That's crazy.
I'm from Florida.
Oh. Well.
That should explain about 10 million different things about me to you.
Yeah, that's true. I'm not going to say any much
about that. There's a subreddit called Florida Man. I'm not sure if you're familiar.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. We're a strange bunch.
Yeah, for sure.
So, not saying I'm one of those guys, because there's some really crazy motherfuckers on there, but, you know, when it comes down to it, they are of my kin, so.
All right, well, I think that's really about all we had to talk about today.
Have one thing I need to plug.
What's that?
So, all right, never mind. Next episode. You know what? Next episode. I'm gonna leave people hanging here. It was important news. It was fantastic news. And now it's now everyone's gonna wait, you know.
All right. Well, we'll see what's gonna happen with Star Wars this Saturday, see what EA has to say. Maybe, who knows? Maybe they're gonna shock us all by showing some gameplay. We'll see. I highly doubt it, but we'll see on Saturday. Yeah. So I'm excited for that.
Yeah.
We'll see what goes on with that. We'll also see just what else happens in the gaming world. Maybe we'll probably see more updates from Division, probably see some updates in Destiny. And hopefully we can get into other games too. You know, just see like what's going on with Apex, see what's going on with Fortnite, Call of Duty, other smaller games too on Nintendo as well. But we'll see everybody back later this week. We're going to be back again. Another smaller episode coming out this week. Follow us on social media. We'll on MWM Games Podcast over on Facebook and Twitter. You can find us there. We're going to post, we'll link you old episodes. You can find us on Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Rocket Casts, no, Pocket Casts. think it is, Spotify, and a few other places. Pretty much anywhere you listen to podcasts, you can find us there.
We are super published and popular now. We have like 35 people listening. And if you're one of our regular listeners, we appreciate you. And if you're one of our friends that are actually being supportive of us and just like, oh, hey, these are the dumb guys that decided to make a podcast. Let's just act like we're supporting them. I appreciate you even more. So also for my curse words, please know to monetize.
Please don't. And support us even more by subscribing and also leaving a rating. If you're on Apple Podcasts, leave us a rating there. Subscribe. Again, just follow us on social media so you can see when the next podcast goes live. Also, just post little quotes and clips on there as well so you can see that too. I think that's about it. You can guys see us later this week again. We'll do one more episode. See you guys later this week, though.
Maybe an impromptu one. You never know. We're sneaky. We're very sneaky.
Follow us on social media, though. MWM Games Podcast. Bye.